Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Liloy Nishma, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Shabbos and we are up to the 20th parak. We are up to Mishnah Hay, and we will also start the 21st parak of Masechta Shabbos as well. Here the Mishnah is going to tell us, even though straw is usually mukse because we usually use it for a fire, there are some times that we're allowed to move the straw anyway. Hakash al gabi hamita, when you have straw on a bed and you want to fluff it up and make it softer to lie down upon, lo yinano biyado, you can't move it with your hand because moving it with your hand is mukse. Elaminano begufo, you can move it with your body, like when you lie down you can shift it with your shoulders, because that's not a normal way that people usually move straw. And so even the Chazal didn't say it's us to move a muktzah with one's body in an unusual manner. That's already a little beyond what Chazal had in mind. V'mhaya maichel behema, and if the straw was set aside before Shabbos as animal food, o shayalav karo sadin, or there was a pillow or a sheet on it when Shabbos began, which seemed to suggest that it's going to be a mattress, minano biyado, then you can even move it with your hand. Since the straw was designated for a mutter use, it's not muktzah. Mechabish shal balabatim matirin, you can also open up a householder's press. A householder's press was just basically two pieces of wood and holding pegs, and you can open that on the upper board as needed for Shabbos. A little caution, but you can't press the garments in the first place because they're not going to be ready until after Shabbos, and you can't prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. Bishal kovsin lo yigabo, and also a press of professional launderers that you can't even touch, because those are pressed so tightly, it looks like the malacha of Soser, of taking things apart. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imhaya Muta Me'erev Shabbos, Matras Kulo B'Shomto. If the launderer's press was partially open, so then you can, of course, open it completely, since the press is already partially open, removing the pegs doesn't look like Soser in the process. The mission continues in the 21st parak to deal with exceptions to Mukta. Noto Adam Espinoba, Eben Biyado, a person can hold his son, who has a stone in his hand, if the son begs the father, pick me up, Tati, pick me up, Daddy. The Kalkalaba Evan Besilcha, and a person can move a basket with a stone inside if the stone needs to fill a hole in the basket and is therefore part of the basket. And if we can move Truma Tamea, which is in the same basket with Truma Tahora or with non-sacred food, because the Truma that's Tame is considered totally insignificant in regard to the other food. Now, what about if it's mixed together? In that situation where it's meduma or mixed together of truma and chulin, we need to make sure that the amount of chulin is at least 100 more times more than the truma. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer af malanas ameduma beechad meumea, we could also take out the truma part as long as there's 100 parts of chulin to cancel it. So although taking the truma out of the tevo is usher, taking the truma portion from meduma is going to be allowed within the process. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.